Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't want to engage in potty humor, but when the shoe fits, wear it. Obama isn't just using his phone and his pen to desecrate the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. He's taking pleasure, urinating treasonous acid onto it, and dropping little poodle bombs on it as well. And I think it's important to denigrate Obama. So I think I'm going to come out with an image of a dog with the head of Obama on it, with that character. What's the character's name that people put in their cars peeing on Ford or Chevy? Calvin, yeah, urinating on them. And, you know, because, I mean, I'm done with these people. People have already come up with it, it looks like. Obama urinating on the economy. There you go. I mean, when the shoe fits, wear it. See, I didn't even know that was out there. And again, if a Republican acts like this, I'll do it with them. I'm tyrants. But I'm a Republican, but I'm a Democrat. No, you're not. You're a piece of garbage. And if a politician has to do some political things to compromise, to move the country in the right direction, I'm not going to jump on them. But when you want to destroy the country and you really enjoy it, I got a problem. Bob in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Reading a book, series of books right now, it might be a possible suggestion for a guest on your show. Have you ever heard of this guy called Matthew Bracken? He wrote the three Enemies, Foreign and Domestic books. Have you heard of those?
No, sounds interesting. What's
how they set up a veteran to do like a sniper shooting at a football stadium.
Sounds like they turned that into the shooter film of Mark Wahlberg.
It's the books, if you read the books, they're kind of in the same vein, but it's a totally different author. His name's Matthew Bracken. He's got his own website. He seems like be a really interesting guest for your show. All I know is what I've read about him on the internet, but the three books are really good. It deals with subjects that are right in the same vein as your show.
Well, that's how you find them. I mean, you can do it with music, you can do it with fiction, you can do it with reality like we do. Everybody's got to produce their own media to counter the globalists. That's why every major drama, sitcom, you name it, is anti-family, anti-gun, anti-freedom, because this is the authoritarian takeover. You can look at the propaganda of the system and see how bad the establishment is. Great points. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Chicago. Wants to talk about Nancy Pelosi. What do you want to say about Mr. Pelosi?
Okay, well, Mr. Pelosi got into a little finger-pointing with Representative Tom Marino from Pennsylvania. She called him insignificant over
the border. And she began shaking, too. The story's up on Drudge, Fox Politics. We should have played the clip. I mean, that's the kind of sensational stuff that's good. We don't just cover something if it's sensational. We cover something if it's sensational and pertinent for viral spread. You know, with two D's for a double dose of pimping the New World Order and bringing them down. But, yeah, she got really, really upset, and we'll try to pull that up later. Go ahead.
Also, your congresspeople are on vacation. They are staking out places and will be talking to people. I would highly suggest everybody go visit them wherever they're speaking at and start raising a ruckus.
You know, that's a great point. We should all have a call for action. Like the Tea Party first went after Republicans and Democrats, so the Republicans got scared and tried to embrace it. That didn't fully work, so now they just openly demonize it. I should shoot a history of the Tea Party video about that. Everyone, including my reporters, ought to go down and find our congressmen and women when they're visiting the local church or the local store or the local HEB, you know, wherever, having a meet and greet, and go get in their face. That's what this is all about. I totally agree with you, Steve.
Well, I just want to say I'm an experter and also support a little bit of the Democrat of the LaRouches when they were here in Chicago, and they were actually got in, and Democrats unceremoniously kicked them out. So they have a little bit of a bite in this game when it comes to the Democrats playing.
Oh, I know. The John Birchers, you know, I mean, I think they're good people. I don't know about your local organization, but their ideas are good. And a lot of the ideas of the LaRouche people are good. I don't agree with some of their solutions. But thank you so much. I'm out of time. Sorry to Mockingbird, Chris, and others. I'll be on the Nightly News tonight with a co-host, 7 o'clock Central, Lord willing.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You got it, bud.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is unprecedented for any major Western government to openly take someone with something as deadly as Ebola into the country. Germany has now done it with Ebola patients. So has the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a psyop to create terror and to fearmonger and to bring in a greater medical tyranny, bottom line. But the issue is, even old bioweapons labs that were off the U.S. coast, like Plum Island, infected the United States with weaponized tick-borne syphilis that the public knows as Lyme's disease. It's in the syphilis family on record, and that's where it came from, that zoological bioweapons lab. So the point is, this stuff can and will get out. But now, they're just bringing it directly to a hospital, and I looked the hospital up. It's got level 2 containment, where they have a special wing. Level 4 is what bioweapon hazards like Ebola are supposed to be in, underground with minefields around it, machine gun nests. If it gets out inside the facility, they hit a button and the place burns down. Huge canisters of natural gas are released, like torches, and everything is burned to the ground. Okay? It's supposed to be underground. Now, this is about a government and a political system that doesn't care about the people as well, that are flirting with disaster. You've all seen the headlines about a FedEx truck crashing and they had weaponized flu on it that kills over 90% of people that come in contact with it 7 years ago. You see headlines where universities in the U.S. and Europe release the ingredients list on how to produce airborne mouse pox for humans that kills 97 to 98% of people, even worse than Ebola that kills about 91%. So again, why are the elites suddenly just putting the designs for stuff like this out on the internet? They want plausible deniability down the road when the eugenicists, the globalists, carry out a 12 monkeys type scenario. And they're on record talking about that. Dr. Eric Pianca right here in UT in Austin talks about how they need airborne Ebola to kill 90% of the world's population to save the earth. So that's clearly what's happening. But regardless of why they're doing it, this is endangering the public. This is in precedent setting, and they never acted like this or did this before. So you've got to ask yourself, why is that happening? Let's look at these headlines. Ebola patient walks into Atlanta hospital, CNN. American physician with Ebola virus arrives in Atlanta for treatment. What's it really all about? Well, this story we put out last week went viral. You'd think mainstream media would want to point it out. Obama signed an executive order to disappear American citizens if you even have a cough, and to basically lock you up in a prison. So they're using this to set the precedent for medical tyranny. That's one of the reasons. Here's another one. Possible evacuation of Americans infected with Ebola triggers fears in U.S. Okay? And that's breaking down our report. They mentioned Infowars.com in this report posted on the Fox site. If Ebola hits U.S., even healthy Americans will be quarantined. Well, persons who do not show symptoms would be forcibly detained. Again, ladies and gentlemen, our southern border is wide open right now, but we're being told that that's okay, and they're releasing sick people. But the American people themselves can be secretly locked up and disappeared. This is all about a power grab, all about a psyop of the Ebola to set up the medical tyranny state. We'll report on all this tomorrow on the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And finally, this is all about the insanity of a system that's getting more and more reckless. 90%+ of the reactors are now leaking. No one even cares about that. It's an elite that's so decadent they could care less. So it's more than just fear-mongering. It's also part of their nihilistic disconnection with reality, thinking they're invincible. Pride goeth before a fall. Alex Jones signing off for Infowars.com.
All right. I shot that Saturday afternoon. Then, of course, we had the syndicated Sunday broadcast yesterday where we broke down the latest developments. But I thought it was important to play that 4.5-minute breakdown before we got into the latest information. I wanted to give you some of the background on exactly what we are facing and dealing with. Now, the report is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com as the top big super link. It's Breitbart that obtained it. It has been confirmed to be from the highest levels of the U.S. Border Patrol, Customs and Border Enforcement, Office of Intelligence and Investigative Liaison, Trafficking and Smuggling Branch, finds a giant increase in illegals of all types, 17%, just as our former head of the Border Patrol union, now head of the retiree union, just as he said on the show Friday, showing he's got access to the current intelligence, 17% are the minors under 18. The rest are adults, and the minors are the flood to tie down the response. But Breitbart went with the angle of leaked CPB report shows entire world exploiting open U.S. border. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's important, but the big issue is the communicable diseases like drug-resistant TB, drug-resistant staph, drug-resistant strep, Ebola, and things like that, that are already ravaging U.S. hospitals and ravaging world hospitals. And again, it's already killed millions over the years in Latin America, and so they have basically survived it, the people that are going to survive it. Now we're being introduced to things that many of us are not going to survive. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, or Asian. Again, this year, December into this year, December through January, I lost three close family members. Pat Lynn Simmons, William Hammond, and Peter Hammond. And I called Pat Lynn my granduncle because he always lived across the street from my grandmother and was my grandmother's sister's firstborn son, like best friends with my dad. So I just called him Uncle Leonard, but he wasn't my uncle. But then my uncle, my mom's brother, and her son died this year of drug-resistant standard bacteria in their lungs. And my uncle was not a smoker and played football for LSU and was in Vietnam and in really good shape. And it killed him better than a hammer. And so when Geraldo Rivera says these diseases don't matter and that it's race baiting, pure bull. Pure bull. They're now in the news saying, is the backlash against Ebola? I saw this last night. Anti-African. I guess we should all drink Ebola or we're against black people. There is no end to how political correctness can be used. Don't like Obamacare and death panels? You're racist. Oh, I love it. Don't want to turn your guns in? You're racist. Oh, I love it. It's mind control. So in 1 month, 874 people, if you look at these statistics, we've got an expanded article being done by Kit Daniels right now, came in from regions illegally were caught. This is who was caught. They think they catch about 5%. Came in from regions, a.k.a. Africa, that have Ebola. 24 and then 18 caught coming in recently from countries that have it, like Nigeria. That's just one country, Nigeria. And it goes through it. It goes through the African countries, like Ghana, 257. Before that, 290. That means thousands, ladies and gentlemen. This is all Office of Intelligence and Investigative Liaison. And this is restricted, by the way. But people inside the federal government are doing the right thing. When you're faced with open, naked, country-destroying treason, when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. I forget who said that. I think we looked it up last time and no one knows. Though a lot of famous people have quoted that. That's from the Revolutionary War era. I know that. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. And no one really knows historically why the traitors get killed by the elite even more than the people that fight the enemy. But we do know the corrupt elite respect the good men and women that fight them. But under mafia rules throughout history, when you're already part of the club and you're a traitor that helped bring down good people, do you think the group that comes in and takes over wants a bunch of traitors around? First thing I'd do if I was the New World Order would be get rid of the people that were traitors and sold good people out. You don't want them around anymore. What happened to Hitler's SA, headed up by Ernst Röhm, the goblin-like creature? They killed, some estimates are, as many as 50,000 of them in one night, and another 50,000 or more over the next week. And Röhm was under such mind control, and probably Hitler's boyfriend was the main reason he was killed. That's come out, that Röhm was having sex with about half of the upper echelon of the Nazi men. that as they took him in the jail cell and the SS came in to shoot him, he screamed, "Heil Hitler," and as he rolled around on the ground bleeding to death, "Oh, I love you, my sweetie cake." Roughly translated from German. You think I'm joking? Look it up. "Oh, I love you, my sweet pastry," I think it was translated. We would call it cupcake. "I love you, my cupcake." Well, there you go. Heil Hitler, "I love you, my cupcake," after he was shot 3 times in the chest. Look it up. With Heinrich Himmler outside the door. The German royalty, a.k.a. the chicken farmer. We'll be back to break down the treason straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep, just like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Here they are.
from healthmap.org from 2 years ago, from pigs to monkeys, Ebola goes airborne. There's a lot of evidence that we now are having airborne transmission between humans, though the pathogen does not live very long. Though the Ebola virus has trouble living out in the open atmosphere very long, especially if the temperatures aren't hot. Ebola virus. We're going to be looking at it today. Upwards of 1,000 people dead now. And then our border is wide open to the south. But if Boy Scouts are out in the woods taking photos of a bridge and a gorge, who wouldn't? Customs comes over and points guns at them and makes them get on the ground. Or if I want to fly, they want to grab my genitals or put me in a naked body scanner. But then illegals are allowed to go on without their identification. Nothing against the illegals. They're pawns. Doesn't matter, though. If you dropped a truckload of metal pawns an inch tall off the Empire State Building on the crowd below, it'd kill everybody. The pawn itself's not bad until you put it in the blunderbuss with black powder and pull the trigger, and then the pawn goes flying out as a weapon, as a projectile. Those old blunderbusses, you could put rocks in them. Never ran out of ammo with those as long as you had powder. You just put powder down in there, get your fuse down in there, or get your charge in there, roll up some rocks in a piece of sack, cram it down in there, and you've got yourself a system to fire grape, as the sailors would call it, an anti-personnel weapon. Well, you take tens of millions of poor people with diseases who are handicapped or who are criminals or who are fleeing justice or who got babies they're ready to have to a country already teetering on the edge of collapse. It's a weapon. Just like a swimming pool is a really nice place. Unless you tie bowling balls to your legs and chain them on and jump into the deep end, you're going to die. Even if you're 1 foot from the surface or an inch from the surface, but you can't get up, you can't lift those bowling balls up, you can't get that big lead weight off, you're going to drown. The water's nice. You need to live. It's a nice thing. Until you're submerged in it, submerged in a sea of third world despair and pain and horror. The people that live high on the hill in Latin America, they don't want to leave where they're at. They run the show. Or they got a business, or they're so wealthy, they got a house in Austin. You know how many rich Mexicans got houses in Austin? They go back and forth. They own Mexico. But not the people coming up here from Latin America, ladies and gentlemen. And they are political putty in the hands of the establishment. So why are they engaged in the unprecedented action of bringing not one, not two? I knew it was coming. I said it on the Sunday show yesterday. This sets the precedent. Will Obama bring hundreds of Ebola patients to the U.S. now that there's thousands and thousands of people infected, as many as 30-plus thousand? The World Health Organization said last week they believe that may have been exposed and infected. The confirmed toll is 826, but that number's a week old, ladies and gentlemen. And did they stick this doctor, this medical doctor and the other one that's flying in tomorrow in Atlanta, did they stick them in a level 4 bioweapons lab? Or maybe they could contain it? They've already failed containing it in other countries? No, they stuck them in the Atlanta Medical Center. Don't worry, the patient gets part of a wing. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have any idea what they have to do in England now? They have robots that look like Daleks. Just type into a search engine, UK hospitals use robots in fight against drug-resistant bacteria. It was in the BBC, you name it, last week. And they've got these fumigators that go in. Humans can't even be in the rooms with the drug-resistant TB, the rest of it. I actually sent you guys a BBC report I wanted to play a clip of about that. And they go in and they fumigate with basically poison gas everything to kill everything in the crannies. And they have to seal the vents, because the stuff's living in the vents, then they have to close off part of the hospital and do that. There it is. R2-D2 zaps away the superbugs. Hospital trails roving Star Wars robot that uses UV light to kill bacteria. Yeah, that's not the one. There's one that uses poison gas. Robots to aid high dependency care at Daisy Hill Hospital. That's another one. That's from 2012. No, it's a certain headline about the poison gas, but it doesn't matter. Point is that that's what's going on. They're going to stick that in the hospital knowing full well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone.
Waylon Jennings' son, who is an incredible and very successful musician in his own right, tours with Willie Nelson, you name it, is a listener of the show. His last album, he produced it with Stephen King, and it dealt with the New World Order and tyranny. That was a couple years ago. We premiered it here. In fact, it premiered here, and the bots of the record company came after us saying, how do you have something that hasn't even been released yet? But we're going to premiere his new album, that was dedicated to George Jones even before George Jones died. Old Possum this year. So we're going to premiere Never Before Heard Songs today, and he's going to put something out to the public today as well. Some are already out there. Some will be premiered. Don't Wait Up for George. And that's the name of the album, Shooter Jennings. Of course, Old Possum was a big influence on his dad, Waylon Jennings, one of my favorite country music singers ever. Don't we think this outlaw country thing's gone a little too far? No, I don't think it has. So that's coming up for 30 minutes today. Of course, he did Summer of Rage last time. It was more of a rock album. That's the thing about Shooter Jennings, man. His rock albums are awesome, and I mean awesome. His country music is awesome. He just certainly is a chip off the old block. So Shooter Jennings is coming up to give us his breakdown on what's happening in the world. Guys, one of my papers just fell off. You mind giving that to me? Sorry. Now, let me just race through the news here, and then I want to give the number out. I specifically want to hear from you. The media is pointing out that they're getting threatening letters and phone calls at the Atlanta Medical Center saying, why are you bringing Ebola to the middle of a populated area? And this isn't a high-level security facility. It's designed to keep this stuff. The public is figuring this out. Do they know about level 1 to level 4? Do they know the details? No, most of them don't. But they know enough from medical shows and movies that stuff like Ebola is underground behind multiple sealed entryways with all sorts of disinfection systems where people go through chemical disinfection, ultraviolet disinfection. The rubber suits they use are generally thrown away after one use. When you get around this kind of stuff, you got to stay in quarantine, depending on how long the pathogen gestates or develops as a vector inside the body until it's communicable. There's a lot of things. So why did they bring really strong strains of Ebola into Atlanta and into areas of Germany? Well, there's a larger question. And I'm going to do a whole report on this on the nightly news tonight. So get ready for a special report I want to shoot today with the crew. I'm so busy, folks, I just direct people while I'm on air. Get me everything on the bipartisan BioShield program and bioweapons labs maps previous to 2002 and after 2002, news articles about mainstream media complaining about the Level 4 bioweapons labs being built in major U.S. cities and on major transportation hub lines and on earthquake lines. But expanding on that, we can then show how I complained about it in 2002 and then show whenever the last big hurricane hit, was it 2005 or 6, hit Galveston. They built the Level 4 facility on the beach in a Level 2 area. It's not really Level 4. And then it was hit by a hurricane and the deadly pathogens like Ebola and smallpox that were being weaponized, of course, in the name of learning how to treat them. That's how they get around the biological weapons conventions. Let's get the guy that wrote the U.S. treaty on that got passed. Let's get Francis Boyle on this week if he can do it. That's a guy to talk about BioShield. Then they had a bipartisan move after 9/11 to, quote, and of course the anthrax attack that turned out to be staged by Porton Down and certain individuals. That was a government false flag. We caught them red-handed on that to create fear and sell Tamiflu and other goodies and to distract off 9/11 itself and the official story and to keep the fear going. So there are the data points. We can kill two birds with one stone. I can give you some of the history of BioShield and all of this and then move forward while preparing that report for tonight. But that's the issue. Since when did they build nuclear reactors on fault lines and not even maintenance them, basically? Since when did they tell nuclear workers, hey, don't worry if you get a dose of radiation now. Used to, we said, worry about it. It's not bad for you. Since when, 1990, did they tell the military that DU is not bad for you? Go ahead and be around it. Wipe it all over your face. Breathe it. Sit on top of the ammo cans. Use it at Army proving ranges and other military ranges all over the world. Use them in places like Hawaii and places like Puerto Rico, right by public beaches. You ingest just a tiny amount in your lungs, it's a death sentence. It may take 20 years to kill you. It's a death sentence. And I've had the top radiologist, nuclear physicist, biologist, former head of the Army DU program, Dr. Doug Rocky, on probably 25 times or more. I mean, it's an absolute open and shut case. Since when did the government get to the point, who'd done plenty of evil stuff before, secret testing, atomic soldiers, Tuskegee, the list goes on and on, radiating foster children. Since when did they get to the point of just going, hey, we don't care if reactors are leaking 94% of them, 93% of them worldwide, of 420-something or 430-something? Of course, there's more. There's reactors in submarines, secret reactors, and university reactors. So there's actually about 2,000 reactors that we know of if you count known submarines and research reactors, including the one underneath UT that's still operating because you can't shut it down, and the one up north that no people walk up and go, you're a liar, there's no reactor. And just, okay, you said there's no reactor, there is not. You know, I mean, it just shows the maybe just say it's racist I said there's a reactor. Don't want to worry about the reactors under UT. Don't want to worry about the reactor up at J.J. Pickle, a very dangerous experimental unit that they're constantly messing with, doing all sorts of dangerous experiments with. You know what the answer is? Don't turn on the federally mandated alarms when they off-gas or when they dump it in the water supply. And, you know, just say it's racist if you talk about nuclear reactors. Racist against radiation. That's fine, Alex. What do you say about your racism? Hey, Alex, you caught bribery down at the state capitol on video. Is it racist because they're black? I just throw that in, folks. My son this morning looked at me, and I was talking about 2 plus 2 equals 4. He goes, yeah, the Hulk is green, and the sky is blue. And I think I'm going to try to use that term, or maybe he didn't coin it. He said, I don't know if I coined it. He goes, I just think, you know, that's a nice statement when people say, is the Hulk green? He goes, it's better than you saying there's a bear crap in the woods. You say that too much, Dad. So I'm going to start saying, is the Hulk green? No, he's racist. And see, I'm being racist against the Jolly Green Giant right now. If the Jolly Green Giant had Ebola, if we don't bring him into the U.S., we're racist. So here's the issue. Ebola is now airborne. I'm going to break that down. The question is, how airborne? Is it airborne like a seed in the wind that can blow and then sprout, you know, 1,000 miles away? No. Is it airborne like some forms of the flu that you can get, you know, from 100 feet away in a shopping mall that somebody sneezes and a globulate of nasal, fluid goes out? Or is it airborne in that you got to be around it right up close to it 5 feet away? We're going to look at that. It's unprecedented to bring this into the country. Why is that happening? And why are Ebola patients being brought into level 2 hospitals? Plausible deniability. Why did they put in a bio shield? Of course, it's an oxymoron like the Patriot Act. It creates bioweapons, but also studies the treatment of them. So you call it bio shield. You call Obamacare care. And you call, death panel or something else. Why are Ebola patients being brought into level 2 hospitals? Those are some of the questions. If you go up to Infowars.com, we have some of the headlines there. We have video. Border Patrol agent sums up startling gravity of immigrant crisis. I would just change it to Border Patrol agent issues desperate plea for help, says we're in a stage crisis. That's the headline. I change it. Continuing agri-terrorism, Fed shut down seed library in Pennsylvania. War on self-sufficiency intensifies. Yeah, they got six-man SWAT teams for a guy that has a 20-year-old Range Rover that they don't think went and got the emissions test you were supposed to. But, boy, I'm sorry. We got to let people in with drug-resistant TB. It'd be racist to test them when they go to school. So, sorry, all your kids have got to get it now. And nobody will be held accountable by government. Doctor, there's not enough panic to justify a cure for Ebola. That's a Paul Watson article. 25 critical facts about the Ebola outbreak that every American needs to know. That's a very important article up on Infowars.com. Tennessee doctor in self-quarantine on return from Liberia Ebola hotspot. The bizarre growth of the Ebola outbreak. The graph says it all. We're going to look at that graph. It's up on Infowars.com. We can put that up on television for folks if people punch up my computer. But there it is. There is the growth of Ebola. They call that a parabolic growth curve from March to July 30th. And that's the latest graph we've got from the World Health Organization. We've gone from 22, 23 cases up to 154. And you can see the growth just in one country alone. So that's what's got everybody so concerned about the situation. Now, as I give the phone number out, as I said to my crew this morning, I said, can you feel it? It's the age of the contrived or exacerbated or staged crisis. It's the age of order out of chaos. They are overthrowing Ukraine. Russia responds when weapons are moved over their border by taking an area that's been part of Russia for 600 years. Not defending Russia. I'm just stating facts. The West started it with George Soros. They're turned ISIS and IS loose everywhere. 300,000+ people dead in Iraq and Syria. Most of them Christians. Zero news coverage by most of talk radio. Christian organizations. Just incredible. Total freaking out. Protest everywhere about Gaza. Which I think Gaza is very sad and very terrible for both sides. But 1,000 dead. We're supposed to hear about it until the cows come home. Just forever. And then, but then 300,000 Muslims and Christians and others being murdered. And our own government behind it to a great extent with NATO. Zero coverage almost. Just very little. I mean, there were airplanes flying around Austin saying, free Palestine, save Gaza. And I was downtown doing some work and just saw probably 1,000 protesters. I shot some video of it. It's on my iPhone. We ought to pull that off. And again, I want those people to be free. I wish Gaza was a nice place. I wish there wasn't ancient tribal warfare between them and the Israelis. But why is that all you ever hear about? And a lot of the folks that want to, quote, free Palestine are now running around murdering Christians everywhere. It's a complex issue is the point here. Do I like seeing piles of dead Palestinian children? Absolutely not. But the radical groups the West is funding in the Middle East, if they could get into Israel and run it, would kill every single Jew in that country and would say they deserve it. They're fundamentally evil. Well, what's Israel saying? They're saying radical Muslims are fundamentally evil. I mean, it's just a mess, and I don't want to be part of it. So I want to ask the listeners, ladies and gentlemen, the dollar is devaluing quickly. The government is getting us in deep a debt as they can. The government's militarizing and came out in the news again today and said liberty and patriot groups, homegrown groups, are the number one terror threat when that's pure bull and we've done nothing. They're getting ready to false flag us. So I'm telling you, what's the next big crisis is what I want to ask you. Are you mad about the Ebola being flown in? How does Obama think he won't get in trouble when the buck stops with him if it ends up getting out? Do they want plausible deniability when they end up releasing some? What's the next big crisis? Dollar going belly up? Stock market going belly up? A nuke going off in Manhattan claiming the Patriots did it? Obama's already set the stage for that. We got missing nukes for real. The border's wide open. Do they want plausible deniability there? Because used to, politicians wouldn't want an open border and then have a terror attack because they'd get in trouble. Now, things are so upside down, they'll blow something up and say, I did it. I have got MSNBC and CNN both saying, Alex Jones influenced the Boston bombers and is to blame. Excuse me? With no proof. Just like saying you're racist if you don't like Obamacare. It doesn't make any sense, but they don't care. So, believe me, they're going to blame Rand Paul, Alex Jones, and Matt Drudge. And Ted Cruz. Because that's the only people they ever blame already. And they'll throw Rush Limbaugh in for good measure. And even if you don't like Rush Limbaugh, at least he's pro-gun. At least he wants lower taxes. Is he a warmonger? Yeah. Maybe he's not sophisticated enough to understand all this. I don't think that's the case. But the point is, he's not our enemy. And if they can shut him down with boycotts and the rest of it, they can shut us all down. That's why if they were arresting Michael Moore, even though I disagree with him across the board, like they did Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, I would come to Michael Moore's aid. Because, you see, I believe in the First Amendment and hanging together, and I realize if they can get him, they can get me, and they can get you. It's called common sense, folks. It's called not doing to other people stuff you don't want done to you. It's called treating people like you want to be treated. Jesus Christ told us to do that. And I don't care what you think about Jesus if you don't believe he's the Son of God. I know he is. The point is, you better know what he said is true. And it's a lot better to follow than what's going on in this world today. Now, briefly, we fund this operation with people being PrisonPlanet.tv members, $5.95 a month. You can see the nightly news, all the films, the commercial-free video and audio podcast. The crew does a great job upkeeping it, John Bowne and others. John just takes on so many duties that aren't even his to keep things running so well. What a great team. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank you all that are members. If you are a member, remember, 11 people can use that username and that passcode simultaneously. So share it with friends and family. If you haven't, remind people to go check out the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central on the button tonight, 7 o'clock Central with our great crew, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, and John Bound, Darren McBreen, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, and so many others that bring you this operation. Rob Jacobson, the list goes on and on. So be sure and become a PrisonPlanet.tv member and share that membership and go to InfoWarsLife.com. Get the silver bullet, get the super male vitality, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeths and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I guess should be good to give the phone number out for folks to give us your take on what the next shoe to drop is. I wonder why there's no, I mean, all the phones are loaded with red lights, but none of them are showing the callers yet because I haven't given the number out. That's the cue for them to answer the phone. Sorry. I want to hear from callers about what you think the next big crisis they're going to pull is, or maybe you don't think they're pulling any of these, even though they are on record, many of them. And how bad do you think it's going to get? And are you angry about them bringing Ebola in? How does government think they can get away with doing stuff that's illegal? It's illegal to do things like this. You can look it up under the U.S. Code, under law. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And first-time callers are always welcome, but we're having open phones right now. All I ask is you have a good phone and that you not be drunk. 800-259-9231. Here's some of the headlines. Ebola terror at Gatwick as passenger collapses and dies getting off Sierra Leone flight. Isn't that just special? That's all over the British news, Daily Mail, you name it. Second American with Ebola to return tomorrow to Atlanta, to the hospital, treating sick people. What a wonderful idea. Ebola fears swirl around U.S.-Africa summit. The Hill reports that people may bring it back from the summit in Africa, where you've got all these hundreds of African officials and 50 African leaders meeting all from different areas that may have Ebola. U.S. government seeking to test Ebola vaccine on humans. Yeah, the polio vaccine, it turned out, gave most people polio. It's still doing it today. Look it up. That's a great idea. Let's roll our sleeves up for that. Ebola death toll rises to 826 as outbreak spins out of control. Financial Times. U.S. government seeking to test Ebola, though. They'll keep us safe. Emirates suspends Ghana flights over Ebola. Oh, they're being racist. You're not allowed to control your border. You're racist. I think the babies should all bathe in Ebola to prove they're not against Africans. Of course, nothing to do with Africans except that it's hitting Africans. Atlanta Hospital receives hate mail for treating aid workers stricken by Ebola. Yeah, how dare people want the law to be followed? Supposed to treat them on military bases or on ships. There's level 4 protocol. Supposed to have nothing but volunteers around that are doing this, not people at a university hospital. And I watched CNN live as they brought them in the front door of the hospital. But they had a plastic tent over him. Everything's fine. I mean, it makes me sick how reckless this government is. They're a bunch of mental patients. See, it's criminology. The globalists run things. They have a plan. But elites always end up just going crazy and marrying their horses and attacking Russia like Hitler did and Napoleon and just starting fights with everyone and murdering their family members for no reason and starting fights they can't win because any cop will tell you criminals love to brag and they love to push it too far when they don't get caught. They get more and more reckless, more and more reckless. And the government is just completely out of its mind crazy now. At the top, do we have the Border Patrol people leaking the secret high-level document about diseases coming in and about it, criminals exploiting it? Did good people leak that? Yes. Are there good people in the CIA, the FBI? Probably even the ATF. Some of them exposed Fast and Furious. Yes. But the people running the show, the committee chairman, the Democratic Party, John Boehner, are committed to this takeover and this fraud. We're going to start the next hour and take a gobbin of your phone calls, to quote an old Texas saying. We're going to cover some Larrapin information. That means super important, super good, cream of the cream. Nobody knows what Larrapin means. We just know it means it's Larrapin good. And again, if I'm laughing, folks, it's gallows humor. I am not going to get down over all this. I'm just going to fight as hard as I can, but it is gallows humor because I feel like laughing like Woody Woodpecker, folks. I mean, this is crazy. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.